Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go to the phones because, well, it is a show about your calls. So let's talk to Mark in Canada. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, Mark. Hey. Doing great.
You mentioned that whole AIDS thing, and I think at one point I sent an email about it out the last time you talked about it. What about the idea of some form of waiver, where they just sign saying, I know and understand the risks?
Well, now, wait a minute. Okay, what we're talking about is age of consent, just for anybody just tuning in. Last hour, we had a story about a lady who is, she's in her 30s. She brought some, I guess, 15-year-old guys over to her house, gave them some alcohol, had sex with them. Now she's facing charges. She's in jail on $50,000 bond. And so Torgo and I were advocating getting rid of the age of consent. Of course, Mark then took it to the realm of the insane by bringing up, well...
It's not insane to suggest getting rid of the age of consent.
He brought it to the realm of the insane by suggesting that, well, if we get rid of the age of consent, then that's sending a message that it's okay to have sex with four-year-olds. Now, Mark, are you suggesting, Mark in Canada, are you suggesting that this consent form would be something that a four-year-old could sign?
Well, that's the thing with... I'm not...
There's no way. There's no way that a four-year-old could be able to consent to sexual activity.
With the age of consent law, I think there should be some form of line... Whereas, say, I don't know if it would be, say, 13 or 9 or what have you.
So you're saying this would be for teenagers. You're saying
something
teenagers would be signing
at
this.
At least be able to read the form would be a nice scale.
Now you're putting an age of consent involved there.
No, putting an ability and a knowledge level. That's two different things.
Yeah, I'm some people about intellect.
Some people can read at 3. Some people can't read till they're 43.
Mm.
If you can't read the form, you can't sign the form.
If you can read and understand a form that states, I know and understand all these risks at 3, then, yeah, okay, maybe they are smart enough.
No, come on. There's no way that any kid at that age could consent to some sexual activity, and it's just ludicrous to suggest
that. That's the thing, but I'm not talking about little children.
You're talking about teenagers.
Well... some form of teenage, preteen, what have you, but I'm hoping at least teenagers.
Yeah.
There should be at least some kind of protection for those who are too young to even know what the decision means, let alone whether they should make it or not.
That is my point.
Well, I think definitely one restriction, if we're going to put legal restrictions on things in any level, I think we should at least put the restriction in there that you're not going to be able to be eligible to consent to sex or sign the sex waiver until you've gone through puberty, because your body is physically telling you that you're not ready until that point.
Well, good. We're moving in the direction I'd like to see us move. We're moving in the direction I'd like to see us move, but that's still an age of consent.
That's... again, not an age of consent.
It precisely is. You're saying puberty.
Puberty is not an age.
It's a qualification, just like turning 18.
There are qualifications, but there's a difference. Turning 18 is one blanket spot, regardless of your own physical or mental development. 18th birthday. We're talking about a waiver that you would need to sign, you need to consent to and understand all of the things in the waiver. That takes a level of mental development and understanding. And then we're talking about a level of physical development. That's puberty. Has nothing to do with the date on which you were born.
Well, does that mean that retarded people can't have sex if they can't understand the waiver?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Now you're keeping retarded people from humping at 23.
Well, that's good. It'll strengthen the gene pool.
you were arguing earlier, Mark, that if we were to allow children to have sex at a young age, that it could damage them. Well, retarded people are essentially children for life. So therefore, wouldn't it be damaging to them to allow them to have sex? Marcus in Canada, any other thoughts for us?
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark in Canada.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, something happened there, and I just talked your board out for a minute.
That's strange.
Yeah. There was one other quick point on a completely different topic I wanted to just mention quickly, because it is pretty important to everybody. And there's that COPE bill that was signed into through your guys' Congress on Friday.
What's that?
Well, basically, they signed it for against net neutrality or in favor of the big companies.
Right. Well, what this is actually The COPE Act was already going to be there. It's the whole thing having to do with telecommunications, not just internet communications.
No, and cable and television as well.
Yeah, cable and television.
Or telephone. Yeah.
And there was a proposal to amend that to add strict net neutrality stuff into this bill.
Right, we don't want regulation.
Right, and so the proposal to amend that act failed, so the net neutrality restrictions are not going to be placed in that bill.
Sounds like good
so
news.
So that means there's going to be no government enforcement of net neutrality for the time being.
Good deal, Mark.
Good thing.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Marcus. I accidentally called him Marcus, but now there's a Marcus on the line from New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Marcus.
This is the worst topic ever. You guys got it.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
What would you like to talk about, Marcus?
Anything other than having sex with kids.
Did you have something
actually,
in your mind?
He brought up a good point with net neutrality. I'm curious as to your guys' take on that, because to me it seems scary that the internet service providers can actually will be able to decide what websites will be viewable for their customers.
And why shouldn't they be allowed to do that? They're their lines. It's their service. You pay to access it, but they don't have any sort... They don't have to let you see something if they don't want to let you see something. You don't like it, don't use their service.
Right. And that's a legitimate argument, I guess, but...
yeah, do you really want the government?
As we know, we don't... We don't live in a libertarian world.
No, but
country,
we do live in a world where there are different internet service providers for you to choose from. So if one of them is doing something you don't like, then go with their competition.
Right, exactly. And even so, even if the internet service providers decide they're going to go ahead and do this whole tiered access thing, with enough outcry and enough people showing their support of having a neutral, non-tiered internet and showing that support through their money with other companies, all of these things, the tiered internet will go away quicker than it came in.
Yep. So I'm not concerned in the least. The last thing I want is government regulating, government encroaching in on the freedom of the internet. I think that would
right,
be a true
travesty. Right, but like
the first
Amendment of the Constitution basically, you know, secures your freedom.
The way I look at
net neutrality, it's almost securing communications, you know, securing open communications.
Well, here's the thing. You have the right to free speech, meaning in this case I have the right to post whatever I want in my blog.
Right.
I don't have the right to an audience, though. I have the right to say what I want, but I don't have the right to force people to hear what I'm saying, or I don't have the right to be heard.
Well, also,
in this case, Google or Yahoo or whatever doesn't have some sort of an inborn right because their sites are available on the internet to have that site available to everyone for the same cost. If the person who's providing that line to them wants to charge them more, then that's their prerogative to do so.
And as I understood it, one of the reasons why this tiered access thing came about was because, for instance, Verizon's laying down, you know, fiber lines, the Fios lines, to people's homes, which costs a lot of money, so they were, instead of having to raise the internet access prices, were considering getting that money back by simply charging these big websites for priority access.
Well, what they were saying is that sites like Google and sites like Yahoo use more bandwidth than a person who runs a much smaller website, but they're paying the same amount per megabit that they use. And so they're saying the larger traffic sites, since they're getting more traffic and using more of the line, should pay a higher percentage of the usage on
the line. It doesn't seem unreasonable. It doesn't.
So.
Marcus, any other thoughts?
Nope. Thanks.
Very good. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Also, Marcus said something about the First Amendment, and I think it's important to point out that you only have freedom of speech on property that you control or on so-called public property. The freedom of speech is there to make sure the government doesn't infringe on your freedom of speech. But if you're in my theater, I can say, you can't yell fire in my theater, unless there actually is a fire. That means that you're... Freedom of speech has been curtailed, but that's okay, because it's my private property. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. So two sizes should fit pretty much everybody with an internet connection. And they're totally free. That's freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Continuing the discussion, much to Marcus's dismay, actually, we're not going to be talking about sex per se, but of parents and adults and children and drugs and sex. Torgo, where are we going next?
Boy, this is just the abused children edition of Free Talk Live, isn't
Apparently
it?
So.
All right. Well, tonight we're going to Chandler, Arizona, where police have arrested a mother and father and accused them of giving marijuana to their young sons as a reward for good behavior.
Now, when you're a parent, you want to give your kids incentives to behave. I mean, some parents do the gold star system. You get a little chart, and you get stickers or gold stars, and they put them up on the chart, and then if you reach a certain number, you get a reward at the end of the week.
Or an allowance. An allowance works as well.
Right. Know? But you got to do things. I mean, you got to be a good kid to get these rewards. So these parents simply chose an interesting reward.
Right, that's true. Tony Lynn Carlson.
I've got to say, I think it's more than an interesting reward.
Okay.
Well, Tony Lynn Carlson, age 31, and Aaron Virgil Carlson, age 23, were booked on suspicion of possessing marijuana and drug paraphernalia, possessing marijuana for sale, contributing to the delinquency of minors, and endangerment.
Hmm.
The couple was taken into custody Thursday night after detectives served a search warrant at their home, found a quarter pound of marijuana.
Big whoop.
Police said the boys, ages 12 and 11, and a 4-year-old girl, there we go with the 4-year-olds again, were in the care and custody of a family member now.
So now, are they, in fact, accusing them of using the marijuana on the 4-year-old?
No, right now they're just saying the sons.
Okay. But
now, all of the details. Now, the police came in there to investigate the possibility of drug use and drug sales taking place in this house.
Right.
And so they found all the marijuana, they found all the paraphernalia, they arrested the parents initially on charges of sale and distribution of marijuana.
Okay.
And they took the kids out of the house because they took the parents away. The kids had to go somewhere. So they took the kids
foster
out of the
care.
No, the kids went with a family member, but the kids had to be taken out of the house. You know, they had to be asked questions about their parents and stuff like that. And it was during that questioning that the police found out that the parents used marijuana as a reward for the children. So that wasn't even what they went in there to investigate. It was just kind of a bonus that they found out later. Like, that stuff, Mom and Dad give me that when I clean my room.
This is really tough for me. I must say that this offers a moral conundrum.
Yeah?
What do you mean?
Well, I think it's a bad, really bad, bad, bad parenting technique that we're talking about.
It's absolutely a bad parenting technique.
I mean, a really bad one. But when I think about things like, would it bother me if parents gave, say, red wine to their little boys? What did you say, 9 and 11?
12 and 11. Yeah, 11 and 12.
11 and 12. 11 and 12-year-old boys for cleaning up their rooms or whatever purposes it is that they use them for. I don't know if I would. I wouldn't see prison time in their future, personally.
Right.
So
you don't think that these parents should be locked up for this?
God, this is a tough one.
Are boys of age 11 and 12 able to consent to smoking marijuana?
God, did they smoke it?
What, do you think they just gave it and put it in a jar?
Here you go, kids. Here's some pretty green leaves.
There's some different ways to imbibe marijuana, and smoking is one of them.
Yeah, okay, Mark. Most people don't consume marijuana buds. They don't actually pop the marijuana.
I'm just asking the wrong question, okay?
We don't. It doesn't say how the marijuana was consumed. They could have, you know, baked it into something. Who knows? They could have made, you know, they could have.
Which would be worse, actually, for young kids. I mean, when you bake marijuana, when you consume it, it actually delivers 100% of the THC that's actually in that pot. So if you wanted to make your kids sick, that would be a good way to do it. Whereas if they simply smoked it, they wouldn't actually have the same effects. It wouldn't be as intense of an experience for them. So hopefully they didn't bake it and put it into brownies.
I have no idea how the pot was administered to the children, but it was in some fashion.
So do you think that the parents should get in trouble for that?
I don't think I do.
Huh.
I'm floored by my own answer, but I don't think I do.
So sex is off limits, but drugs, okay in your book, huh, Mark?
Well, drugs are, what is a drug? I don't think that we're talking about drugs here. I really don't.
What if it was LSD?
Now that's just going to open the door for parents to give weed to 4-year-olds.
No, it's going to open the door for parents to give LSD to their children.
You know, we are going to have 2-year-old crackheads waddling around town and strangling old ladies with their diapers to get money for another fix. How do you feel about that, Mark?
I said that I didn't think that marijuana was a drug.
You're sending a message to America's parents that it's okay to give their kids marijuana. How irresponsible.
I don't.
You disgust me.
I think I might be saying it. I think that it's okay for Americans to give their kids wine. I don't consider.
What about the 4-year-old?
What about it?
Well, there was a 4-year-old.
They have a 4-year-old child, too.
I'm afraid I have to say the same thing.
You think it's okay for parents to ply their 4-year-old child with marijuana?
I think it's a poor parenting technique, but I can't say that I'm going to step in the way of this. I'm not.
Hmm.
because I consider marijuana to be less dangerous than alcohol.
Yeah.
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Okay.
People do drink wine, want to get in fights, you know, wreck cars, do all kinds of terrible, violent things under the influence of alcohol. Marijuana, not as bad as alcohol, and I got to say that if you wanted to give your four-year-old some red wine, I wouldn't have a problem with that. So therefore, if you want to give your four-year-old some marijuana, I think you're
why is it
nuts,
that, why is,
but
okay.
I wouldn't do anything about
okay.
it.
Okay, why is it that you won't do anything about drugs, parents giving their kids drugs, but you will absolutely do something about a sexual contact situation?
Because there...
What's the difference?
There are people...
Aren't they both dangerous activities?
There are dangerous, sick people out there that want to use those kids for their own twisted purposes.
Let's go really crazy here then. What about incest?
What about incest?
Well, okay. There was a story about year and a half ago about a Florida family, one of those Florida families that lives in the middle of the state, real Florida, sort of living away from everybody else. And somehow somebody stumbled across the fact that this family was engaging in incest with one another.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm sure if you talk to the father or the mother, the whole family was engaged in it. It wasn't like dad was doing this and mom didn't know about it. This was their thing. So it wasn't as though that the father was attempting to, for in his mind at least, damage his children. This might have been how he was brought up. He might have been brought up thinking that this was okay, that this was a sexually acceptable thing to do in the middle of Florida. And so in that case, if there was no damage intended, would you also agree with putting the incestual father in jail?
No, those people are damaged.
Well, the whole family's damaged.
Okay.
Why can't they just be damaged together?
I don't even know. I don't know.
Now you're just life.
I'm afraid
Mark's fantasy about a four-year-old child.
I had been following you all along up until this point. Now I'm like, where's he going? Now he's just finding things, just weird child sex things to talk about. He's like,
I just wanted to find out what he would think about that.
I think that if I was a law enforcement officer that walked up on them, I would euthanize them all.
Wow, that's intense.
Well, that's good to know that if you were a cop, you would kill people who you didn't agree with their lifestyle.
Oh, my God, it's a crazy lifestyle.
So? It may be crazy, but it's theirs, and it's none of my business.
Good Lord.
800-259-9231. And speaking of Florida, people living in Florida, Paul is coming up.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest-growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Targo.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Our website, we've got our map, listener map. Over 1,300 of our listeners have taken the time to plot themselves on it. And you can join the fun, map.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. Map.freetalklive.com. To the phones. Ladies come first. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I think what y'all are talking about is very, very important. And
is that
you know,
right?
I believe in the medicinal purposes for things. I mean, God said every green leaf has a medicinal purpose. But
yeah.
You don't do this with children. I mean, anybody that does this has lost their mind.
I have to agree.
What, giving a 12-year-old child some marijuana?
No, you do not do this. Now, if it's for medicinal, like if it's in a capsule or something for medicinal purposes, that's one thing.
So wait, if I ground up marijuana and put it into a capsule and give it to my children, it'd be okay?
If it is from a natural health company,
well,
you know,
so I could start a health company and
like if you got marijuana capsules from researchedherbs.com.
So it's okay in your mind, as long as a company puts out a pill, then it's okay to give them to children?
Well, if it's for medicinal purposes, that's one thing.
Right.
But you just don't give drugs and like alcohol. Now, like you said, wine. Now, wine does what's in it does help fight cancer.
Yeah.
It helps fight heart disease. But that's the only. I mean, sure, you're supposed
to take. Well, maybe you can make the argument that the 30-year-old woman was just trying to help the kids fight cancer.
Right. Exactly. She was trying to cut through all the aspartame that they'd been taking in.
Somebody save me, please. Somebody save me.
I'm gonna tell you something. You don't give drugs to children.
I have to agree with you, Paul.
That's ludicrous, but there's something very, very important I need to get off the air.
Okay,
the air
you do
that y'all
you
need
that.
To help with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a very serious problem with a substance they have put into 2,000 things that we eat, and this is a neurotoxin.
Are you going to tell me it's aspartame again?
Yeah.
Don't you have something else that, you,
well,
that you're interested in?
Well, I just want to let you know what I did today.
What?
I got a hold of the Ethics Department. I got a hold of the U.S. Attorney General. I got information to the reps on this, and I'm saying, how can we have, like, Orrin Hatch was paid off to let this.
So, wait, Alberto Gonzalez took your phone call today?
Well, no, I called his office, and
oh,
I gave
him okay. Well, you can't just tell a lie like that.
Well, no,
I called him more than once.
It was the Attorney General's office. Okay, so.
Yes.
So
you're saying
Orrin Hatch was paid off to push aspartame through the FDA?
There's a website you can go to get the information.
I bet there is. So what else is on your mind,
Paul? Is this Rumsfeld's disease?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so, Paula,
the thing is, Orrin Hatch, it went before Congress three times.
What are you going to do about it? I mean, do you really think that calling
a bunch
of talk shows?
Well, we've got to get the people behind this because...
Behind
what? This is killing people. This is murder.
But behind what? Has anybody... Are you talking about a ban on aspartame? Is that what you're talking about?
Aspartame isn't murder? What are you talking about?
It causes brain tumors and cancer. It also causes bipolar in children.
That's great. You know what? So do lots of chemicals, but no one's forcing aspartame into the throats of these kids.
The thing is, the kids don't know what to look for.
Are you proposing a ban on aspartame?
They don't know about it.
Are you proposing a ban on aspartame?
Yes. It's a neurotoxin. It damages your brain. It also
According
causes
to you.
Tumors all through your body.
Yeah, and as we pointed out many other times, there's probably millions upon millions of diet cola drinkers, and none of them, and they drink multiple colas per day, and they don't have brain cancer, Paula. I'm sorry.
The doctor says they cannot believe how much cancer is showing up.
Okay.
Well, that's true. There is a lot of cancer that's going... The cancer rates are definitely higher now than they were before.
But so is the life expectancy.
But so is the life expectancy, and I don't think it has anything to do with aspartame because it's not...
It does have to do it because it causes cancer, causes leukemia, causes brain tumors, causes bipolar in children.
Mark, you've done the research.
Isn't that enough?
Mark, haven't you done the research? Where are these claims coming from? These cancer claims.
There's websites all over the internet about
there
it.
Are,
so what?
And there are studies.
I've looked at studies. Already been sent to the U.S. Attorney General.
I've looked at several studies that show that there's absolutely no correlation between any kind of cancer and aspirin.
Oh, but those studies were written by the FDA, weren't they?
I'm sure that they were written by somebody who might very well have been paid
there's
by Diet Coke.
There's also a book about this on Amazon.
Paula, just because there's a book and just because there's websites doesn't make it
doctors,
true.
This is medical information that was given to the U.S. Attorney General.
It's good, and people should be informed about this, Paula. Absolutely,
yes,
that there are chances. But I wouldn't want to see people banned from using it. My mother's drank Diet Coke since
I was a child.
Even
though you know it can cause brain tumors and leukemia and
I don't
cancer.
Care if it's rat poison, Paula.
What?
I don't care if it's rat poison.
Cigarettes
I don't think it should be banned.
Cigarettes can cause lung cancer. Should people
ban
so
those?
So you purposely don't care if you make somebody sick.
I'm not making anyone sick.
Not
if
that
people,
they are.
I think that when you're talking, like Torgo said, cigarettes cause lung cancer. Should we ban them, Paula?
Yes.
No.
You're out of your mind.
No. People want cigarettes. People want Diet Coke. It's wrong to take it away from
but
them, Paula. You don't get to say.
You know, Paula,
die,
it's not
it
your
they...
life. Paula, if you want to start your own little campaign to inform people about your beliefs,
how
that
do you think God would think about this?
I don't believe in God,
and
Paula.
Just
you
so you
don't.
Know,
well, I tell you what, you better believe in him.
Ooh, all
right. Well, just so you know, Paula, for years there were warnings on aspartame on products that contained aspartame that says that there have been studies that link aspartame to cancer in laboratory rats or something. Not exactly
yeah.
that wording, but there have been cancer warnings on aspartame-containing products for years. The information is there for people to know that it's not the safest substance.
A lot of you don't have the information.
It's been on the cans.
No, but the thing is, a lot of people don't get the information.
They can't read.
That is not.
They won't even put it in the newspaper.
So for the people who refuse to educate themselves about what it is that they're putting in their own body, the rest of us who know what it is, know what it does, and still like it should have to suffer so that those people who don't take the time to care enough about themselves to look into what they're ingesting.
If we got more information out to people about this, it
would
help.
Maybe the reason why. Maybe the reason why they won't print it in the newspaper is because your studies were done without, they weren't done scientifically, they weren't double blind or whatever the requirements were. Maybe they weren't published in peer-reviewed journals. Maybe they're questionable studies at best. Did you
ever
consider
that? Well, there is a report that shows that it does.
I can write a report that shows that it doesn't. So what? There's reports out there that show all kinds of things.
But
and
why,
just because it gets printed,
all of a sudden
and Paula, just because it gets printed in the newspaper doesn't give it legitimacy either. The newspapers will print all kinds of ludicrous studies that say eggs may cause you to have cancer, and then 10 years later they'll rescind
it. Come on the air and get all this information out. But
I want to jump back to something. I'm tired of talking to you about aspartame, Paula, because you're not going to convince us on this. So please don't call about that again.
Well,
but you said that I better believe in God, or else what?
Why would they all of a sudden just start this? For what reason?
You said I better believe in God, or else what, Paula?
I mean, do you want?
Or else what?
What
that sounded
does the Bible
like a threat.
Tell you?
Hmm? Excuse me?
What was the question?
God
I'm sorry?
Said himself, you either you're with him or you're with Satan.
How do you know God said that? You talk to him?
Oh, yeah, it's in the Bible.
No. Do you talk to God?
Well, now, if you believe the word of God, okay, great, you're either with God or you're against God. But that's,
I said there's no in-between.
Okay, but that's your faith and your belief. Not everyone follows that same pattern of thinking.
May not, but...
So,
just sad that
I understand that you have concern for us and concern for our souls, and that's a very kind thing.
I have concern for your health too. I don't want to see somebody just purposely killed.
Paula, do you think that that Noah floated around in a big boat for a year?
I know of where he landed.
Really? Where was it?
Yep. There's a website. There's a gentleman came
another
on.
Website. Man, everything's on the internet. I tell you,
freewebs.com/Noah on the mountain.
Thanks for the call, Paula. Bye bye.
There
now.
Was a biblical 800-259.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye bye. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight?
At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. The bulletin board system is there for you on our website, and it's totally free. Over 110,000 posts. That's a lot of posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all, and it's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Ed in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how's it going? I know you're sick of talking about aspartame right now, but I just had one more comment to throw in there.
Sure.
I used to get migraines, actually. Still do get migraines.
I'm sorry, Ed. I was just sick of talking to Paula about aspartame. Oh. I don't mind talking to you. Go ahead.
All right. And I used to get migraines. Still do get migraines. Same Yikes. Frequency. And they suck, especially at 16. But I was told by a doctor, hey, stop drinking diet pops. And so I did. And noticed zero difference. Absolutely zero. And so I got to researching, and just through looking through things, I found out that it really, yeah, it's just a load of crap.
Now, wait a minute. Now, did you find the studies that Paula has been claiming week after week exist that are apparently totally conclusive about aspartame and brain cancer? I mean, you've done the research. What did you find?
Did you check with the Attorney General's office, Ed? Because they've been getting all the information.
I was about to call him, but I passed on that. I have looked at a couple of websites, and it's like there's also websites out there about everything else on the Internet, so what you hear on the Internet isn't necessarily truth. That's for darn sure. And then I find that the people who are saying it don't have brain cancer and don't get chronic migraines. It's usually uneducated people who are talking like that.
My favorite thing about when the crackpots come on and give their websites out is how bad they are. I mean, if you go to...
Oh, those websites are the most
awful things. Like, not even Front Page has a template that looks that bad. You know, it's
right?
Just,
they look like they were designed in 1996 by a 12-year-old. And
they're usually really long.
Right.
Like, you have to scroll down.
Right. It's just just this rambling web page, just blah, 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 pictures that are questionable at best.
With a couple of PDFs tossed in.
And links to other rambling, silly, crackpot websites.
Right. Like, for example, a lot of the people, we had one guy who used to call us on a regular basis who would give out links to sites that were hosted by this free website company, freewebs.com. And you'd go there and be like, freewebs.com/... you know, 9/11 conspiracy, and it'd give you all this just sketchy information. It would say, click here for the source. You click on the link, and it would just take you to another crackpot's FreeWebs page that he's up, you know, freewebs.com/ the U.S. was behind 9/11. And so it was just all these guys spouting their insane ramblings, linking to one another.
And you'll notice that none of the guys who are saying this, these random ramblings, are PhDs in anything, usually. You know, probably high school grads, I'll give them that.
Sometimes they are, the thing is I could be a PhD on our website by the end of the evening if you give us a minute.
Oh, sure, and you know, one of the other crackpot favorites that we haven't heard in a while is the chemtrails. And, you know, the chemtrails are being pimped out by some guy that has a degree in meteorology. Oh, so what? I mean, there's plenty of doctors out there that back up all kinds of crackpottery stuff, all kinds of snake oil. There's doctors that are honest, and there's doctors that are dishonest. So just because somebody has PhD after their name does not make their word golden. I mean, it doesn't. And if for some reason, people like Paula just assigned this aura of legitimacy to apparently any webpage on the internet and any of the claims that it makes, and really it just shows a total lack of critical thinking. Now, I also want to point out that on Free Talk Live, I mean, we're not bought by Diet Coke here. We don't have an agenda to push by talking bad about Paula's claims about aspartame. It's just that her claims are ludicrous. Maybe aspartame is a dangerous chemical. Maybe it is something that people shouldn't be putting into their bodies. I don't know. And I don't personally consume products with, to my knowledge at least, I don't consume diet colas or anything like that. I've got no horse in this race. I just think that making blanket statements like that without anything to back you up is something that needs to be attacked. And that's why we attack her.
You know, here's another thing is I drink Diet Coke. I've switched over almost entirely. I drink almost no sugary sodas. In the last 2 months, I've switched over, and I did this research prior to this. But I prefer my Diet Coke with the new, the yellow stuff.
Splenda,
as opposed to aspartame. So
I bet there's claims out there that the crackpots are making about Splenda, too.
They haven't had enough as much time to get the claims all, you know, going after.
Splenda will give you kidney stones!
Well, I can tell you sugar, it will give you diabetes, make you fat, and rot your teeth.
Yeah.
Splenda will give you psoriasis and AIDS.
Let's just ban everything that tastes good. I mean, fat's bad for you, sugar's bad for you, salt's bad for you. Why even bother? Let's just eat rocks. Dirt and rocks and water. How about that?
As soon as you say that, then people are going to find something wrong with dirt and rocks and water.
Yeah, good point.
I say we all become breatharians.
Any other thoughts, Ed?
Nope.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Torgo, before that one just flies over people's heads, what do you mean?
Breatharians? Oh, my.
What's the website?
I think it's breatharians.org or .net, but breatharians, there's this crazy man in Tampa named Wiley who has started a movement called breatharianism. He says that he doesn't need water or food. He can live on air and sunlight. Basically, he's claiming that he undergoes photosynthesis in some fashion. Not exactly sure how that works.
Well, you don't ever clean your fingernails.
Wiley has been a breatharian for some 30 years. This from breatharian.com.
Oh, .com, I apologize.
And has been giving seminars and teaching his intrinsically learned philosophy for over 20 of those years. A breatharian is someone who can, under the correct conditions, live with or without eating food. Wiley was first introduced to the world back in 1981 when he appeared on the national television show That's Incredible, demonstrating his strength by lifting 1,100 pounds of weights, nearly 10 times his body weight. When in a non-polluted environment, he sleeps 1 to 7 hours per week. We'll explore more. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We invite you to shop with us because we give you everything on our website for free. The archives, a year's worth of archives, bulletin board system, and more. All of it's on the house. We want you to visit Amazon through our website. Get all your shopping done. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. You can shop in there, over 30 different categories of products. I mean, if you can imagine a department store category, it's at Amazon, and they have a much wider selection than what any of your department stores might carry. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live, because every purchase you make, we get a percentage of. Once again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue talking about Wiley Brooks, the self-proclaimed breatharian, the man who believes that he can sustain life by just breathing air. We're going to explore him a little bit more, but we've got to go to the phones because ladies come first, and this is the show about your calls. So we talked to Jane in Cleveland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Jane.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jane.
Hey.
Well, I have some bad news.
Bad news?
I went to the doctor today. I have aspartame poisoning.
Oh, really?
And no.
What are your symptoms? What are your symptoms?
That doesn't matter.
She was joking. Hasn't thought that far.
Is that all you had? I have aspartame poisoning and nowhere else to go with that? Oh, that's so sad.
Growing
a friend.
I have a good top story to tell you.
Okay,
guys.
What's up? Go ahead.
Well, a couple weeks ago, on Mother's Day, actually, my aunt's boyfriend killed himself, and
he was a cop. Man, that's a great story.
No.
That's not good.
The cops were there, and they were real nice to my aunt and everything. And
yeah,
you know, they were kind of holding her and making sure she was okay, and making sure friends were over and wasn't by herself and everything. And So they came back the next day, and it was really nice. It was a good cop story.
So the cops were very helpful towards your bereaved aunt.
There you go.
Your grieving aunt.
That's
fantastic,
right.
Jane.
Well, Thanks for that. Would you say they acted almost human?
Almost, yeah.
That's good.
That's very good.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Is she on the shrine? That Jane?
I don't know. Why didn't you ask her?
It's too late now.
Oh, it's too late now.
I'm sorry. Jane, if you're not on the shrine, send a picture, and we want to get you on there. The Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. All right, so Wiley, on his website, breatharian.com, I'm not sure why he's doing this, but I just want to read what he says here. He says, I am committing myself to doing 5 empowered ascension initiation workshops. Sounds like the stuff that you go to, Mark. Within the next few months, which will be for billionaires only.
Yeah.
The cost will be $1 million for the 5 days of initiations. If you're approved to participate in one of these workshops, there will be no refunds of the prepaid cost under any circumstances. These workshops will be for the first 5 prepaid persons who have been approved by me. This offer ends September 1st, 2006. Hey, he keeps his site updated. After this date, the cost of the workshops will go up to $10 million.
Oh, my.
No exceptions.
So, I like the next portion of the website. If you're not a billionaire or think that this is not for real, there's no other information we can give you right now. So if you're skeptical about breatharianism and you're not a billionaire, you just need to piss off.
Does he even make claims on his website? I've really yet to see them beyond him being able to lift 1,100 pounds of weight.
Oh, there's some stuff here. We'll get to
it. Okay, we will get to breatharianism on the way here in hour number 3. You can also, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the story about Prussian Blue, the twin girls that happen to be racists, and apparently there's some more controversy about them coming up. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.